back on a post game. During the break, I was declaring myself honorary everything.
Yep.
I called myself honorary Indian. No one did that. No, it was just me. I remember these politicians, and they declared themselves friend of X, right? Mm-hmm. So there was this guy, Stephen Solars, back on the East Coast, and he called himself friend of India. And he would go and get fundraisers from all the South Asian Americans. Okay?
Why? Just because he declared himself a friend of it?
That's right. And there was DeGuardia, the guy that I worked for, that was a Republican, friend of Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the Turks would give him money because he's Albanian. And so he's like, I'm on your side. It's just the way of fundraising. And then every once in a while they vote with you, right?
Mm-hmm,
probably on the Turkish stuff, not good votes. Right? But hey, friend of this and friend of that, and that's how politics works. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyways, you got a real story.
Yeah, I want to trash Ann Coulter a little more.
Oh, that's fun. Let's do it.
Okay. So if you guys watched the live show today, in the very beginning of the main show, I mentioned a jab that she took against me. So PolitiCon's happening this weekend, as you guys know. And she was interviewed on Fox 11. And she said something about how I haven't written any books and how she's written bestsellers. Okay, she literally wrote a book titled In Trump We Trust. And then for the entire year started crying about how Trump has betrayed her, mm-hmm. right? Like, you're a clown. Like, I would be embarrassed to bring up my books if I wrote that book with that title and then spent a year whining and crying about how Trump betrayed you. So please. But then it did get me thinking. And writing a book has been in the back of my mind for a long time, but more seriously, over the last year. I just don't want to. You guys don't understand. It's not because I'm lazy. I don't know when would I I'm up at 6 a.m. and I kid you not, every hour is planned to a T until I leave this place. By the time I'm home, it's 7 p.m. When? I'm gonna go home and write? I don't wanna write, I wanna play with my dog. I wanna spend time with my husband. I wanna maybe get some exercise in. I wanna live life a little bit. So okay, Ann Coulter, spend every day doing a show, no prompter, okay? Basically no one helping you research, you're researching on your own and you're memorizing the facts, you're gathering the elements to help tell the stories. What do you do? What does she do? What's her job? I don't know what her job is.
Yeah, she's an agitator.
I think she mentioned something on Twitter about her column, and one of our fans responded with, "No one cares about your column." And it's true. Writing one column is not a big deal.
Super easy. We talked about it in another post game, best job in America. They write two columns a week. Ooh, that's pretty challenging.
But I do feel like I need to diversify my accomplishments.
Yeah, no, look, so let's see. This is one of our favorite hobbies in the post games, playing Bitter Man.
Yeah.
So I'll head in that direction.
I'm not bitter, by the way.
No, I am.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, let me clarify. Yeah. Okay. So I think that would make for a good Appalachia song with a banjo. Bitter Man, ding, 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 ding. Okay.
That song, by the way, came on the other day, and both me and Christian kept singing Bitter Man.
That's, so they gotta just adapt it to folk music. Anyways, first of all, on what you were saying, people tell me nonstop, you gotta write a book. So the two things everybody means it well, and means well, and they don't. And they don't know our lives, et cetera. And so, but the two comments I get most often are, I hadn't thought of it, is, you should write a book. You probably didn't think about it, but you should write one. And the other one is, why don't you go on Bill Maher's show? And all good people all mean well, thank you, I appreciate it. And that's actually a compliment to say, hey, I would like to read your book, or people would like to read your book, right? So I would love to write a book. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I plan to retire into writing books, okay? So be careful what you wish for, okay? I'll write you some books, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But But you know me. I mean, on top of what you do, I run the business. So.
No, it's impossible. It's literally, it's impossible for me, doubly impossible for you. I'd have to go on leave. And I've thought about that before. Like I've thought about, I know. I'm like, okay, maybe I should write a book, but it would definitely require me to, can you go on sabbatical if you're not a professor?
No, it's a made up thing. And some professions are cushy, so they get.
I'm going on sabbatical to write
a
book.
Yeah, no, it means I'm just
going. I'm going on vacation, basically.
Yeah, it's not. Look, to be fair, it's not totally a vacation, but basically, the non-fantasy word for sabbatical is I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do for like 6 months. So hashtag suck it. Okay, that's what sabbatical could be renamed.
Oh, I kind of love it.
Yeah, of course, who wouldn't love it? I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'd like to give myself a sabbatical.
Oh my God, how odd, like 6 months, you're working on a book. Like,
now can I tell you about my dream? I'm gonna get back to Bitterman because I haven't gotten to it yet.
Just talk about your dreams.
Okay, now I'm gonna talk about both. So my dream is I'm retired, and but by retired, I mean, I don't know what I mean. I mean, I'll do videos. I'll be wherever. Right?
Of course, you'll do.
Yeah,
videos.
And I'll do columns and stuff like that. But okay, but in my dream, I'm retired and I'm writing books, and I have money. These are all dreams. Okay, so I go to different places in the world. The kids are grown, so I go to different places in the world, and I go. I spend 2 weeks in Pitlochry, Scotland. Okay, it was a super cute little town that I found in Scotland, and I write there for 2 weeks. Then I go to Miami, and I write there for 2 weeks. Then I go to Banff, Canada, where it's gorgeous, and I write there for 2 weeks. How awesome would that life be?
Pretty awesome. And you don't have the daily deadlines.
There's no deadlines. No, and you know me, I don't need deadlines. I mean, I'm gonna work my ass off anyway. I'll finish that book in 2 months, right? People are like, oh, you need 6 months. Hold my beer. right, I'll knock that shit out. But and it doesn't matter. You don't need to get it done in 2 months. I got a 6 month sabbatical. But my point is, like, I could write 8 hours a day, which probably people would think that's a lot, right? What are you kidding me? That's like so light. What am I gonna do with all the other time that I have?
Oh my God, an 8 hour day. You're right. That's a long time. Like to write a book and. That's it. That's all you really need a day.
And then, yeah, and then I go to a movie. I go walk around the lake.
Oh my God, you might get a chance to sleep 8 hours a night.
Oh my God. Oh God, let us whisper of a dream. Okay, 28th Amendment. Young Turks, solid forever. You'll never see me again.
That's not true.
Okay, that's definitely not true. You can't get rid of me.
By the way, though, that might be an interesting way of promoting what you're trying to do with getting money out of politics. Like, maybe conservatives would get on board, right? Like, conservatives on a federal level, they'd be like, wait, we'd never have to see you again? All right, 28th Amendment.
Yeah, I'm holding the country hostage until you get money out of politics. Okay, I'll be everywhere. You can't get rid of me until you pass the amendment. But we could also do it for membership. Conservatives, if we get to 100,000 members, we'll be solid enough that I can, you know, make it up. I can retire, or I won't retire, don't worry.
Yeah, you'll go on sabbatical.
I'll
give them a
sabbatical.
Break for 6 months.
Yeah, then all the conservatives are like, okay, yeah, we're in. So the bitter man part, let's have fun. So there are certain metrics that the establishment cares about. So if you're a New York Times bestseller, that's it. You're a legitimate person. You can be interviewed by Stephen Colbert. And by the way, I just picked that out of a hat, right? He's a good guy and all that. So, but you can go on all the shows and you're a legitimate person. If you have a television show and you have high ratings, oh, we understand ratings. Radio, I mean, after all this, radio is still considered legitimate. Right? And the ratings are totally made up, okay? But you're a print journalist. And your stuff isn't just online where the whole world can read it. It's in print where almost no one can read it.
No. Is that real?
Yes.
No, come on.
Yes. I mean, the stuff that's in print is also in digital, to be fair. Okay. But they're obsessed with being in the actual paper. It's as if it's like 1927 and there's the paper boy in the corner. Get your morning paper. Get your morning paper, everybody. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm not kidding. I didn't know that they still printed the paper. I thought that there was just, you know, I thought everyone had accepted that it was a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
And no, that so that printing the paper, it is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. That's okay. But the fact that they still think that that's like a mark of whether you're a real person and accomplished, it's amazing. Guys, you've heard me use this example before, and it's what keeps me sane. That the when the movie started, the theater actors thought it was so beneath them to do movies. Mm-hmm. Right, and they were positive that the movie guys would never make it. That was like, oh, these low class people that are doing movies. No, I do declare we are theater actors, where no one will see us at all. Okay, and they thought Charlie Chaplin had ruined his career by going into movies. You know who said that?
Who?
I don't know, and no one does, because they didn't go into movies. do you know who Charlie Chaplin is? Yes, everyone on the planet does. He, in fact, at his height, he was the best known person on the planet. And still at that time, the theater people made fun of him. Okay, so wow. Have you seen that movie before, if you will? I think I'm in the middle of that movie. But that's why we get frustrated.
Yeah.
Look, that thing that I mentioned in the middle of the show, and I guess we'll leave it at this. Mm-hmm. Actually, I did have one more question about Ann Coulter for you. Where I said we had people look into it, and there's like 500 references to right-wing, you know, publications, et cetera, in the New York Times in a month, and zero for Amy Goodman. It was one for us. So,
and it was like a negative thing, probably.
Oh, I mean, it's never positive. So, but I mean, negative or positive, one for us. Mm-hmm. Like almost every conservative publication is 500. 400, like, you know, and then they're obsessed with the right wing. They love giving them oxygen. They love it, and they love suffocating progressives. They don't know it. If you ask the New York Times, they'd be shocked and chagrined. Like they, and I'm not saying that facetiously. They really, really don't know it. If you told them you have great disdain for progressives, they'd be like, "What? Are you crazy?" And well, you never cover them. Oh, what? What do you mean? Because they've internalized that they're liberal media, so they think, well, everything we write is liberal, isn't it? No, not remotely so, right? And they never, and you guys know this.
Yeah,
Spider-Man,
yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. But also, Rachel Maddow covered 89 times because she's legitimate. Mm-hmm. Okay, not as much as the right wing. No, no, God, heaven forfend, okay? But, and there are certain people considered legitimate, and but look at the interview I just did on Rebel Headquarters with Dylan Morris, who's in Western North Carolina. And so that's Appalachia and coal miners, et cetera. And we showed the map during the interview. Bernie won all the primaries there, or almost all of them, okay? Mm-hmm. Huge Bernie country. They all voted for Trump, okay? So the county, that portion of North Carolina did. Why? Because they hate the politicians. They like real people. I feel like I'm trying to explain to theater people. The movies allow you to act more real. You don't have to shout. Mm-hmm. Other people can see it. They can show it in movie theaters all across the world. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, idiots. No, people love fakeness. They love not being able to see us. Like things that are totally irrational, right? By the way, if you're an actor who does theater, don't take it the wrong way. Nothing wrong with it now. I mean, we're just using it as an example of people who were wrong at the time. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So last questions. So why did she bring you up? Like, what was the like? I know Politicon, but did they ask about you?
Yeah.
What did they ask? I'm
curious. So the person interviewing her just asked. So here's the context of the whole conversation. Let's talk about Politicon. You're going to be there this year. And she claims that there was no liberal who was willing to debate her, which is hilarious.
She's such a liar.
Which
she's
is hilarious.
Unbelievable.
Because she agreed. She agreed to a debate with Kyle Kulinski. She agreed to it. And then she pulled out.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then she said something along the lines of, I need someone, you know, someone of substance. And then she named celebrities because she's in it for the attention. Like, you guys, she doesn't want to have a debate. She knows the facts aren't on her side. She was, look, I don't go around bragging about my performance on that debate, right? Because I feel like it's just not a classy thing to do. But I fucked her up. Okay?
See, that's classy.
No, I'm
that's
just keeping it 100 right because okay. She doesn't
stay
have,
classy, San Diego.
And it's not because I'm super smart. It's not because I'm talented. It's not because of anything other than the fact that the facts are on my side and I knew the facts. So I punched her in the face with the facts several times.
Oh, good.
I mean, she did so poorly that, okay, Grace was in the audience watching. And she told me later that there were some women around her, sitting around her, that were Ann Coulter fans.
Grace Baldridge.
Grace Baldridge, yes. And she said they were like cheering. In the beginning, they were cheering for Ann Coulter. You know, they love her. And then I kept bringing up these facts. Like, for instance, Coulter is this anti-immigrant whatever talking head.
Yeah.
And I brought up the fact that Trump actually increased the numbers of foreign workers that can come into the country because he wanted the foreign labor for his properties, right?
Yeah.
So I mentioned specific numbers. I went in there so prepared. I prepared for a long time, read her books. I read her books and fact checked them as I was reading them. So I knew all of her talking points. She totally underestimated me. She doesn't want to get embarrassed again. But anyway, so Grace said that toward the end or during a couple times, they're like, wait, is what she's saying true? And then toward the end, she totally lost people because she said ridiculous things like, oh, this country started with whites and blacks only and totally forgot about Native Americans, right? And so there was, that's one thing. But then she called people who use pot retarded. She used that word, people yeah. who use marijuana are retarded. And at yeah. that point, people are like, okay, we're done with her, like, come on.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that Ann Coulter hasn't done any drugs at all. No, probably clean as a whistle.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah. I wonder what people that do cocaine are called. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
by the way, the one thing that the right wing has latched onto from that debate, and I think it's so funny because it was so obvious that I was sarcastically using a talking point that the right wing uses to make fun of her, okay? So she brought up how immigrants are taking jobs, fast food jobs from the black community. First of all, how insulting is it that you want to reserve minimum wage jobs for black Americans? Okay, fuck you. Okay, I want more for them. They deserve more and you don't want those opportunities for them. Okay, so that's one point. So she was like, oh, you know, these immigrants are coming in and they're taking up all these jobs. And so I used the talking point that the right wing uses. I accused her of preaching victimhood. And I was like, hey, being bilingual, because she said Mexicans are taking those jobs because they're bilingual. And I said, hey, I believe in the free market and being bilingual is a skill, right? And so go on the internet, learn another language, give yourself that competitive edge, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. And so the right wing uses that part to argue that I'm racist and I want illegal immigrants to take jobs from black people. That is not what I said.
Of
I was
course.
sarcastically no, but, using that.
So that's the problem
point.
With these debates. So mm-hmm. look, the upside is, look, it's fun, it's theater. And by the way, tyt.com/politicon to get VIP tickets or to, there's some sort of contest, right? Okay, anyway, check it out, because it'd be cool if you guys came.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that the right wing doesn't care who was right or wrong. I mean, you demolished her in that debate. I mean, it's the best example of a progressive demolishing a conservative I think I've ever seen. And you think they're going to show the parts where the 99% yeah. of the parts where you killed her? No, they took the 1% where, and that they had to twist.
They had to twist.
That's
it,
right.
Yeah.
They had to take it out of context and they had to lie about it. And then they pass it around. And there's no progressives that are passing around the 99% where you mauled her.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, like, I want to get the army. Like, we're not using the army right, the TYT army. And that's my fault. We got to find an answer for it. We got to find a better way to do it. Because they should be, you know, two can play at that game, right?
Yep.
So, anyways. All right, guys. We got to go. Yep, that's right.
Okay.
No, we're going to stay here forever. Sometimes it feels that way. All right, much love. We'll see you guys tomorrow.